Welcome to Get Unstuck and Make Shift Happen with Jennifer Grace on Empower Radio, a show to help you get from where you are to where you truly want to be. Now here's your host of Get Unstuck and Make Shift Happen, Jennifer Grace on Empower Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Jennifer Grace, and welcome to the show today. I am super excited about this show. It's all about biohacking, which is something that is my it is my latest fascination. So I am super excited to share lots of interesting information with all of you. Before I do that, always want to let you all know that you can go to jennifergrace.com/free stuff. I've got lots of awesome free online and live masterclasses coming up. One about how to manifest love, one about how to shift your money mindset. And I also just started a brand new 4-week online course called Money and Miracles. If you're needing to have a breakthrough with a limiting mindset, I definitely would come to the free masterclass. You can get a taste of what the 4-week adventure is going to be all about, and see if it's something that you want to play. It's going to be a 30-day experiment. What if we took all of our energy and all of our focus and focused it on letting go of those limiting belief systems about money and creating abundance, and really focused on our intentions and manifesting more? So this is a brand new 4-week webinar that I've been piloting with some people with some extraordinary results, and I'm super excited to share it all with you. So let's get back to today's show. Again, it's all about biohacking your life, your body, and your brain. I just returned from the most incredible conference. It's called A-Fest, and it's put on by Mind Valley. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're an incredible resource of, it's a great blog. They have great video courses, all sorts of interesting offerings, but they do this twice a year event where they, it's by invitation only, 300 people in the wellness industry, plus a lineup of, you know, New York Times bestselling authors and speakers. And it's just this like freaking rock star thing. And I was lucky enough to be in attendance this year. So literally, I don't think I've slept. I left Greece yesterday, and from the moment I ended the white party, the final party, got back to my room, showered, then got in the cab, came to the 6 a.m. Flight back to Philly, back to Fort Lauderdale, and then last night maybe got 3 hours. So probably in the last 2 days, I've gotten 3 hours of sleep. So how am I here with so much energy? Well, it's because I've been biohacking the beep out of my body. Over now, it's been a month. I started this journey a month ago, and I've done all these different biohacking techniques, whether it's with my brain, with my body, with exercise, with anti-aging. And I have so much energy. It is mind-blowing. You know, I have zero jet lag. When I got to Greece, maybe 5 days ago, I got off the plane and I maybe slept a couple hours on the plane. Got up, just had the whole day, went out that night, absolutely no jet lag whatsoever. So something is changing. I'm already down 15 pounds in a month. So my body is just shedding weight. I have so much mental clarity, so much energy. So I'm probably like the new poster child for biohacking. So it would be really cool if I had like an exact description of what biohacking is. But, you know, if I was to just kind of dumb it down, it's shortcuts. It's shortcuts to have a better body, more mental clarity, more focus, less stress, a better life. It's pretty much all about upgrading your emotional, your spiritual, and your physical existence on this planet. So I had heard this word, you know, over the year, maybe this year, kind of coming and going, and neuroscience and neuroplasticity and just all of these kind of like tag words. And I don't know, I just wasn't paying attention. And then all of a sudden, I really wanted to find a lifestyle of eating, a way that was going to not be on and off and on and off diets, because what I had done in the past is, you know, I can pull in the willpower, I can lose the weight, but then within, you know, 8 or 9 months, it goes right back on because I just go back to my wine and my pasta, linguine with clam sauce and my cheese and, you know, all my yummy things that I love so much and that I crave so much because I hadn't implemented a lifestyle. And so that's what had me seek out Bulletproof, which is Dave Asprey's whole movement, the Bulletproof Lifestyle. So he was one of the speakers here at A-Fest. And I'm going to start with some of the highlights of what he shared with all of this. I do know that in a few weeks, they will have YouTube videos up. So you probably just could Google, you know, biohacking conference, A-Fest, YouTube, and see these. I know they're going to be made available for the public, which is why I feel that it's cool for me to share this information with you all and also to let you know who it came from. So if you're, you know, inspired to go look them up and see what more they have to say, you can do that. But I definitely want to be a conduit of all that I learned really in the last 30 days. And it is a wealth of knowledge. I've been reading everything that I can get my hands on. I've been, you know, at this conference, I've been watching YouTube videos. And, you know, here I am, I'm 45 years old. And I just want to get to have this second part of my life filled with so much health and so much vibrance and so much energy and really make it the best half of my life. And instead of like, oh, it's all downhill, you know, downhill from here on out, like, I just want to change that script. And, you know, my skin has never looked as beautiful. And I, like I said, I have so much energy and I just really feel like I am now aging with grace. So as a teacher, you know, when I take knowledge in, it's just my passion to share this and, you know, take all of the technology and the technicalness of it all and really put it into layman's terms where my students can understand it. They can wrap their heads around it. They are resourced by it. And a true teacher, I think that is their greatest gift if they can clearly, you know, disseminate knowledge. And so that's what this show is all about, my dissemination of all the knowledge that I've gathered over the last 30 days. So let's dive in first with my guru, Dave Asprey, who is all about, you know, biohacking everything. But he talks a lot about the weight loss and the food. And, you know, his biohack is paleo style eating, meaning lots of grass-fed proteins, wild-caught fishes, salmons, and, you know, grass-fed beef and bison and lamb. This is probably not going to work if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, although I do think that there is a bulletproof plan for vegans and vegetarians, so you might want to look that up. For the meat eaters, this is what it's all about, you know, going to the, you know, lean proteins that doesn't have all those hormones in it that are blowing up America and making us very, very sick. So taking all that and really focusing on that. And then taking out all of the grains. You know, we always think, oh, I'm going to have some quinoa and some couscous and, you know, some whole wheat bread and some, you know, gluten-free pasta. None of it. It all comes out. So there is no grains, no breads, none of that. So that gets eliminated, which I think is a huge part of why the weight has just been falling off of me. Now, as an Italian, I love my bread and I love my pasta. For pasta, I've been having a ball with my spiralizer. If you've never seen this, they have the handheld ones or the machine. You can get them right on Amazon. But you take a zucchini, you take a sweet potato, butternut squash. I mean, anything that you can spiralize, and you just put it in there and you make spaghetti, and you just take some coconut oil and garlic and just saute it and add just delicious, you know, you can put ground meat on there or some lay some beautiful salmon on top. And, you know, high fats are really encouraged in this diet, but the right high fats, you know, the good saturated fats. So lots of avocado and coconut oil. Olive oil is good as well. You have to stay away from, you know, the corn oil, the peanut oil, the sesame oil. This isn't very good. And Dave has a really great chart that you can download for free on his website, the Bulletproof website. And it's all like the green zone, which is bulletproof. Then there's the yellow zone, which is suspect. Like you can eat it, but it could cause some inflammation. And I'll get into the inflammation in a second. And then there's the red zone, which is kryptonite. You know, that's where you're going to see the breads and the pastas and the alcohol. Yes, alcohol. And we will get to that as well. Biohacking, being out at a party without alcohol. I hung out with Dave on a boat this week, and he gave me a little secret, which I'll share with you in a moment. So it's a great map. Like even if you downloaded that alone, you would be able to just kind of follow it. So it's the paleo. It's lots of green leafy vegetables, all that good grass-fed beef and wild-caught fish, high saturated fats that are good for you. And then what he adds in there is something called intermittent fasting. And, you know, between taking out the whole grains and putting in the intermittent fasting, you know, that's pretty much the key to the weight loss. So what is intermittent fasting? You know, some people do these fasts where they go for a day or they're just juicing and they're starving and, you know, all that deprivation. So Dave's biohack of fasting is basically you're eating between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. at night. And you can eat anything in that green zone between 1 and 7. Eat your brains out, right? 7 o'clock, you have your dinner and you can have dessert. And then no more eating. And from 7 at night, until maybe you wake up the next morning at 7 a.m., you only have a cup of coffee, right? Now, of course, Dave's not an idiot. He has a great, you know, brand and he sells his own bulletproof coffee, which I do buy and I do love. But if you're trying to be cost effective, what's so great about bulletproof is that there's no mold in it. And a lot of molds cause inflammations. And if you do get his book, you can read lots about what mold does to our body. So this is kind of like mold-free coffee. You can also get mold-free coffee, beautiful, like farmers markets, organic coffees, you know, look for that kind of stuff. So you make your cup of coffee and then you don't put cream and sugar in it. No, because sugar is the worst thing for you. There's no sugar in the bulletproof lifestyle. You put in a nice big helping spoonful of grass-fed butter or ghee. That's that Asian butter. It's called ghee. And grass-fed butter, you can get this at your regular supermarket. You don't even need to go to like a Whole Foods or anything. There's a brand called Kelly that has the grass-fed butter. So you put that in your coffee, and I like to put in another drop of stevia. And then he also recommends coconut oil. And what this does is it hacks your hunger. Between the coffee, the fat, which satiates you, and the coconut oil, which hacks your hunger, you don't eat until 1 o'clock. right? So you're fasting from 7 o'clock at night until 1 o'clock that afternoon. That is 18 hours a day without food. How do you do that, Jen? I'm telling you, like I did this morning, I am not hungry, not at all, not even in the least bit. I get hungry around like 12:30, 12:45, which is perfect because that reminds me that it's time to go make my bulletproof lunch. And that could be, you know, again, a nice piece of meat. We make like taco salad, avocado. I mean, just, you know, beautiful kale sauteed in coconut oil. I mean, it's just so good. There's so many different combinations, and he has a really good cookbook as well. So the main things are, you know, you're taking dairy out, you're taking sugar out, which really is what turns into fat. Fats don't turn into fat. And that is where we've been fooled all of these years. So all of these, this low fat stuff that's on the market, it's been making our youth and ourselves fatter than ever. Do not ever buy low fat, you know, no sugar added, you know, anything with fructose in there. Oh, that is horrible. So sugar actually turns to fat. And when it's low fat, you know what they add in to make it taste good? Sugar. So, you know, when you're at the market, your best bet is to never go down the aisles. If you just go in the perimeters where you're buying fresh fruits and vegetables, grass-fed butters and meats and, you know, fish, and you're just, you can eat eggs. Eggs are allowed, but no cheese. You know, none of that ice cream stuff. He does have a cool recipe with using coconut milk. Coconut milk's a big thing that you can use that's so delicious that can replace a lot of the other dairy. So that's kind of like it in a nutshell. There's lots of cool salad dressings that you can make. And so when I go to eat out, it's so easy. Like that was my problem before when I would be on the low fat, low carb diets. I would be like in deprivation, totally starving. And then on top of it, I would go out to eat and be like, I can't order anything. So it was annoying and it was frustrating. So now when I go out to eat, I either make my, you know, avocado basil dressing or my carrot ginger dressing, and I take my grass-fed butter. So I have this like two little glass Tupperwares and I put them in my purse and we go out to a beautiful dinner and I either order like a great piece of steak, a nice piece of fish and, you know, a salad or some veggies. But what I tell them is I'm like, please, you know, no oil, no butter, because I don't know what kind of butter they're using, no dressing, no nothing. Just bring me the protein and the veggies. Then when no one's looking, I bust out my salad dressing and I put it all over the salad and I take my, you know, my Kelly butter. There's some that has like herbs already kind of cooked into it, not cooked or whatever, blended into it, slap that on top of my steak or my piece of fish and I eat and I'm so satiated and I'm so happy. So that's kind of a way that you can continue this lifestyle. And even when I was traveling, I brought my bulletproof coffee, I brought my butter, and I had a little hand mixer and I blended it up right in my hotel room, didn't eat until lunchtime. And that was it. So the other thing that's not great is the snacking. And so Dave was talking us in the conference this weekend about, you know, the part of our brain, he calls it the Labrador brain, you know, this like dumb dog. And sometimes we've heard of it as our lizard brain. And what is the lizard and what does the dog want to do? All they want to do is eat and the other thing. The other F word. They want food and the other F word. And if you don't get those two things, you go into this kind of primal fight or flight. If I don't eat, I'm going to die. I'm starving, you know, which is absolutely ridiculous. So there's this part of our brain that is so primitive that, you know, we need it back long, long time ago when we were being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. We needed that fight or flight. We needed that fear, you know, to kick in. Like, I'm going to die. I need to run. I'm going to die. If I don't eat, I need to kill. So now we don't need that, but it's still there. And this Labrador brain of ours, right, this kind of dumb part of us, you know, it walks into a room, and Dave was talking about this, and there's a plate of cookies, and it's like, I need a cookie. If I don't need a cookie, I'm going to die. And you've got to have awareness of this part of you, right? Because we just think it's us. But if you get the memo that this is our primitive brain and that all we need to do is become more powerful, right? And call in our willpower. And we're going to talk about hacking willpower in a second. We call in the willpower, and that willpower says, no, that's my Labrador brain wanting to snack, wanting to have a cookie because it thinks it's going to die. And I'm going to tell that Labrador brain part of me that I'm not going to die, right? Because there is the duality. I mean, think about, this was another example that Dave gave. You know, when you touch a hot stove, you don't realize the stove top is on, and you touch the hot stove, right? And then you pull your hand away because it's so hot. And, you burn yourself, right? But who pulled your hand away? You didn't have time to think, right? You just did it. So there's another part of you that is this awareness, is your consciousness, right? And that's the duality that we have to start tapping more into to be able to hack willpower, to be able to outwit, outsmart this Labrador part of us, you know? So that's many different things can help us do that. Let's see, what's a good one? Meditation. Meditation's a great willpower hack, because when you're meditating, you know, you're not your thoughts. You are the audience of your thoughts. You know, even if you don't completely stop thinking and you are just watching your thoughts, you're exercising that part of you that can be the awareness, the part of you that says, oh, how interesting, my Labrador brain wants a cookie. Well, I'm not going to give in to that part of my brain. I'm going to stay strong and not allow it to start snacking. So who came up with snacking? Well, the food industry did. You know, they make these little snack packs, and you've got a snack and you've got to eat every 2 to 3 hours. And that's also a myth. JJ Virgin was there. She's a huge biohacker. She has the Virgin diet. She talked about the same exact thing there. Dr. Mark Hyman, he's another doctor that was at the conference. You definitely should look these, all three of them, up. And the great thing about them is they're all on the same page. They're all pretty much saying the same thing, but they have different styles of delivery, lots of scientific evidence of what the food industry has done to program us to think that we should be having low fat, that sugar is good, that dairy, you know, drink milk, it'll make you stronger. You know, we got all this nonsense fed to us from the food industry, and it's made us grow fatter and fatter and fatter. I mean, this is the most obese country. It's completely insane from all these hormones and eating the wrong foods. So fats are good, the good kind of fats. So I want to talk a little bit more about the willpower and you know, really hacking that part of us that goes into procrastination, you know, that goes into obsessive thinking, you know, what those things are that goes into fear, right? That's all wasted energy. And so if we have a lot of our time spent with obsessive thinking, procrastinating, which is really the fear of failure, the fear of success hiding out underneath, we are giving all our energy away. And so there's no willpower left to tell the Labrador brain to not eat the cookie, because we're exhausted from ourselves, right? So to start, you know, hacking willpower, we got to really hack fear first and foremost. Like, that is the biggest energy sucker of anything, is our own fear. And Vishen, who runs AFEST, he really got into biohacking fears. So did Dave Asprey. And for me, you know, as a transformational coach, this is the biggest thing that's in everybody's way. You know, I always say the only thing that's in the way of you and the life of your dreams, of you and the body of your dreams, of you and the love of your dreams is you, right? And honestly, that's the good news. Because it is our fear. It is our fear that is blocking us from reaching our highest potential. So we have to biohack the fear. And they came up with some really wonderful ways to release fear and get out of our own way so that we can have the life and the dreams that we really want. So when we come back from the break, I am going to get all up into how to biohack your fear. So we'll be back in just a few moments. This is Jennifer Grace.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The odds of having a boy.
1 in 2.
Who grows up loving baseball.
1 in 6.
And then makes the varsity team.
1 in 20.
Which earns him a college scholarship.
1 in 2,500.
That gets him a contract in the minors.
1 in 3,700.
Which leads to starting shortstop in the majors.
1 in 290,000.
The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism?
1 in 150. You know the odds. Now learn the signs. Go to AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Before there were computer games and HDTV, cram courses and teaching to the test, there was this thing called imagination. A tool so powerful, it could transport kids on the most amazing journeys of their lives, from outer space to center field at Yankee Stadium. It is for these journeys that Destination Imagination was created, an extraordinary after-school program in creativity and teamwork for every child. At Destination Imagination, teams are formed and challenges are met with a whole lot of imagination. And while we can't guarantee it'll get your kid into Harvard or onto American Idol, we're pretty sure that Destination Imagination will be the most important journey they make this year. Maybe any year. Parents, teachers, start a Destination Imagination team by calling 888-321-1503 or visit destinationimagination.org. That's destinationimagination.org.
Now back to Get Unstuck and Make Shift Happen with Jennifer Grace on Empower Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jennifer Grace. And if you are just tuning in, I always love at the top of the hour and in the middle of the hour to share with you my free tools page. I'm many, many times giving great free masterclasses with lots of techniques and tools to just help you continue on your journey and becoming the best that you can possibly be. So if you go at any time really to jennifergrace.com/free stuff, you can always find really powerful master classes that you can just take online, or if you live in South Florida, where I am, live here, usually in Miami. So we've got Mastering the Money Mindset and also How to Manifest New Love coming up in the next few weeks. So please go online and check out jennifergrace.com/free stuff. So today we are diving in all about biohacking the brain, the body, and our lives to live upgraded lives, lives with more clarity, less weight, more focus, less fear. And before the break, we started talking about biohacking willpower. So fear is the biggest energy sucker. And if we are taking all of our energy and putting it on our obsessive thinking, our fear of failure, our fear of success, our trauma, our stories, and giving that all that energy, we don't have any energy left to really be in action going for the life of our dreams. So in the AFAS conference, they talked a lot about how to biohack fear, and they gave us lots of different really interesting resources. And I want to share some of that with you now. So Dave Asprey talked a lot about heart rate variable training. Okay. And when we can control and learn to control our heart rate, right? When we start getting into that panicky anxiety, that fear-based obsessive thinking, if we can control our heart rate during an episode where we're going through fear and anxiety, that's going to take the fear and anxiety feelings from a 10 to a 2. So, he gave us a few resources about how to biohack your fear through heart rate training. First, he said to go to heartmath.org, which I've explored their website. You know, I've actually given that as a resource out myself many, many times. It's an incredible foundation that has done a lot of research about the brain and the heart. And so they've got some interesting information on there. Dave also has an awesome app, which I'm actually going to be downloading today. It's called the Stress Detective. And I believe, and I haven't done this myself, but what you do is you follow this breathing all the way in, all the way out. And I think what it's doing is elongating your breath. And when you're in a fear mode, anxiety mode, you turn it on. Now, granted, I've not done this. This is just what he was explaining to us. So I'm not 100% if I've gotten this correct, but I do know it's a biohack for fear. So I know it's a great resource. And you just follow it. And when you're in that state of fear, obviously breathing is going to de-stress you. It's going to slow your fear down. It's going to make you less anxious. We know that breathing, slowing down the breath, is such an important tool for transforming fear. So if you go to the App Store, I actually looked at it this morning. I didn't download it yet. It was only like $9, so not a big deal. And that is, again, called the Stress Detective. The other thing that he mentioned was holotropic breathwork by the Star Foundation. There are books read on this method. There are meditations. I looked up some on YouTube today that guide you through this breathwork method. Holotropic, H-O-L-O-T-O-P-I-C, breathwork by the Star Foundation. That's another great resource to help you manage anxiety, manage stress, so that it's not taking away your energy to put towards the things that you want to create. The other really interesting thing that he put himself through, which is very, very expensive, and he's trying to figure out a way to make it like cheap for regular folks, is called 40 Years of Zen. And this is all about neurofeedback. He basically went there to this center for 5 days and had these electrodes like glued to his head. And what you have to do, and the 40 years of Zen, what you're trying to do is match your brain waves to that of a monk that has been meditating for 40 years, to try to get your brain to be the exact same as a monk that has meditated for 40 years. You would be a pretty peaceful, non-triggered, happy, blissful person if you could do that, right? So what's the key? Well, he shared with us, the key is radical forgiveness, right? So you sit there for 5 days and you scan your life. Every single solitary memory that you could think of stress that you went through, that somebody put you through, betrayal, trauma, anybody that has done you wrong, angered you, forgiveness of yourself when you've made your own mistakes, right? So you're, oof, this must be an intense experience. So for 5 days, you are just trolling through your life, looking and peeking at every single experience where you need to forgive yourself or others. So it's easy if you're like, all right, you go back to a memory and there you are. Here's one of mine, Jeff Buell. I guess I haven't completely forgiven him yet. I might have to go to 40 years of Zen. He was on the bus with me and he threw a backpack at my head and the zipper like scratched my eye. And then one other time he threw an ice cream cone at me in the lunchroom. Now, those were the only two times I was ever bullied in my entire life. And it was both by Jeffrey Buell. I think I tried to look him up on Facebook when Facebook first came out. I don't know what I was going to do if I found him, but I was looking for him because apparently I hadn't radically forgiven him. So anyway, there I would be, right? Thinking about Jeffrey Buell. And then, you know, here I am with you now. Do I forgive Jeffrey, you know, for doing that? Yes, I forgive him. And then the buzzer would go off, beep, like in the red. And it would say, no, you haven't forgiven him. And then you'd have to go deeper and deeper and deeper until finally you were visualizing just so much love coming out of your heart, pouring all over either yourself, if you're forgiving yourself, or this other person until the light goes green, until you actually truly, not BSing yourself, oh yeah, I've forgiven them, you know, done this. Now, you know, that's a small example. I have a huger example of, you know, my grandfather. He sexually molested my mother from ages 8 to 12 years old. And the anger that I had at the age of 21 when my mother came out and told me this was so severe. And I've done a lot of work on it and let a lot go. But I'm wondering, you know, what would the 40 year of Zen beep say to me if I was really there and saying, oh, yeah, because I've done the work. I've forgiven him, but have I? So you go through this whole process, and that's the key to a lot of stress is radical forgiveness. And, you know, I've gone back and forth with my own mother about this. You know, for her, you know, I said, you know, have you forgiven Grandpa for what he did? And I don't like to say did to you because that makes her be a victim. But just what he did, the act of what he did. And her response is interesting. She says, you know, well, he never asked me for forgiveness because she did, when he was dying of cancer, let him know what had happened. He was a raging alcoholic. And so, you know, he says he doesn't remember, but he never said, would you forgive me, Donna? And he never said he was sorry. He never did those things. So in her mind, she's like, well, he never asked for forgiveness and he never said he was sorry. And so, you know, I don't forgive if somebody never asks, but I am in acceptance of what has been done. I accept it. So she doesn't hold the anger around it. So I'm not sure if that's the same. I think this whole, you know, movement of radical forgiveness is much, much deeper there is an incredible book called Radical Forgiveness by Tara. I think her name is Tara something. I can't remember, but another really good resource. So that's a wonderful way to start working with our fear and using breath work, using the what is Dave's thing called again? I'm forgetting. The detective, the stress detective, looking at heart rate variable training, checking out heart math, checking out holotropic breath work, 40 years of Zen, which I'm not recommending because it's super, super expensive. So these hacks that I'm talking about are nice, easy ways to start biohacking your life that don't have to cost a lot. The other one is gratitude. That's a huge hack of stress. So what is suggested is that before you go to sleep, you think of three things, but you can't just think of them. You need to write them down. The physical act of writing things down changes your brain waves. It changes your energy. So before you go to sleep, instead of lying in bed at night, you know, worrying, obsessing, you know, freaking out about the future, worrying about the past, you sit there and what you do is you write down everything that you're grateful for. And if you didn't have a particularly awesome day, you could write down that you're just grateful that you have a warm bed to sleep in, you know, that you have food in your belly, that you have friends. You know, I think 80% of the world lives off of less than $10 a day. So most of us are here, we are listening to computers or on our iPhones, and we definitely are not in that 80%. So just that alone, we need to be so grateful of all that we have. You know, most of us are living here in these wonderful countries and we have all the conveniences we could ever need. So if you can't be grateful for bigger things, you can just start with the little things. And that is going to decrease your stress enormously. So he also talked about hacking our eyesight, which for me is really interesting. I can't wait to start taking this on because I am now 45 years old and my eyes are going and going and going. And, you know, I can see far away, but if I put my glasses on, then I can read. But without them, I can't read a darn thing anymore. So he talked about something called developmental optometry eye training exercises. I'll say that one more time. Developmental optometry eye training exercises. And basically it's yoga for your eyes. He also suggested the Bates method. And apparently there's some negative, you know, stuff on the internet about it, but he said he did it himself. And yes, it does work. So a lot of us are going to get LASIK, we're using glasses, but apparently we can retrain our eyes to be strong again. So that's definitely something that I am going to start doing. An anti-aging hack that I learned about is stem cell injection. So I guess they're taking stem cells out of your bone marrow and injecting them into whether it's your face, your scalp, old injuries. Dave went with his wife, Lana, to Utah. Park City, Utah. And there's a doctor there that is doing these stem cell injections. And it wasn't like 10 grand or anything. It was like 3,500. And it seemed like, okay, so it's really great for hacking your age, right? Putting it into your face, your own stem cells, instead of using Botox or poison into your face that a lot of people are doing. But more importantly, for chronic pain, for people with shoulder pain and back pain and all sorts of crazy pain, that is really a great thing. They said that he and his wife, you know, she had a neck pain for 20 years and they did the stem cell injection and then boom, nothing, no, like in 3 days, her chronic pain was completely gone. So, you know, this is kind of expensive, but it's not outrageous. I think if you're living with chronic pain, it's definitely something to look into. Again, it's a doctor out of Park City, Utah. And I'm looking through my notes to see if I wrote down the gentleman's name. I'm pretty sure that I did. Let's see if I can find it really quickly. If I can't, if you're super interested, just email me at jg@jennifergrace.com. Oh, here it is. Harry Adelson. Harry Adelson, he does the stem cell injection in Park City. So that's something for hacking age and also hacking injury. I thought that was really, really interesting. So let's see, what else? Smart drugs. Okay, so there's something called nootropic drugs. And Dave was talking about, you know, when you're on the bulletproof lifestyle, there's no more alcohol. That's just, the party is over. Sorry. You can have alcohol, you know, sparingly, but usually alcohol has so much sugar in it and it just turns into fat. I'm now 6 weeks. Now I will not say alcohol free, but in 6 weeks I drank on Mother's Day weekend. I had a few glasses of wine, and then one night my boyfriend and I went out, and then at A-Fest I definitely had some wine. But probably, you know, a total of, I don't know, 6 glasses of wine in 6 weeks. Opposed to my normal regime, which would be at least 4 times a week having 2 glasses of wine a night. So I do love my wine, but now that I don't have the sugar, don't have the dairy, I'm sleeping so much better. The weight is falling off of me. I don't want to drink so much. You know, it's like not really a fun thing for me to do, because then I feel like crapola the next day. He does say if you're going to drink, dry white wine is much better than other white wines. And fortunately, Chardonnay is my crack, so that's not going to work for me. I don't even know if I like dry white wine. But number one on the list is tequila. So if you're into tequila, that's a good thing. Vodka and then whiskey. So those three, but you can't add like orange juice to it. The other thing I do want to talk about is fruit and is juice. JJ Virgin, who was another one of the speakers, was talking to us about orange juice and fructose. They say apple juice and some orange juices are just as bad as drinking a Coca-Cola. And a lot of us who are in, you know, the wellness world and we're taking on our health, oh my gosh, we would never have a Coca-Cola. But yeah, we'll have orange juice or apple juice. It's fruit. Well, the content of sugar in there is so high that it does as much damage, they were saying, than a Coca-Cola. I was really surprised by that. So we've got to take the juice out. And the fruit, Dave suggests if you are going to have some fruit, you know, the melons are very high in sugar, bananas are not so good. It's better to have it in the evening, which kind of we were learning before, to have your fruit in the morning. They're saying it's actually better to have it in the evening. Have like a bowl of strawberries, blueberries. You can put like some nice lemon on top with some fresh mint, or you can do just some fresh pineapple. If you need that sweet in the evening. But make sure you have it right after dinner, so you're not kind of like snacking at 11 o'clock at night having fruit. Anything with fructose in it, I mean, that's like a killer culprit. Actually, JJ gave us like the 7 foods to stay away from that really is going to have your health skyrocket. And let's see if I can find those 7 foods. I can remember a lot of them. Corn was like an absolute no-no. Gluten was a no-no. Dairy was a no-no. Fructose was definitely out. Let's see. Eggs. Now, only if you have an allergy to them, they could be causing a lot of problems inside your body. So you might want to be tested for that. peanuts are no good, obviously sugar. And so those were like the seven foods to remove from your diet, and that's going to detoxify you. And if you're having like, you know, eczema, breakouts, obviously weight gain, things are just going to start falling off. I've always had like a little bit of rosacea lately, and eczema, it's gone. It's completely gone. And so I thought, I'm pretty sure it was the dairy that was the culprit of that, and probably the Chardonnay, lots of it. And then there was this other woman, incredible woman, Emily Fletcher, who is all about biohacking, you know, our stress. And she is a meditation teacher. And, you know, I always say to my students, just meditate 10 minutes a day. Well, her theory is you can't really get anywhere in 10 minutes. So work them up to 20 minutes a day, two times a day. And I'm like, Emily, that's a lot, you know, but she's like, but you're going to get yourself into the fourth state of consciousness. Okay. And when you're in the fourth state of consciousness, you're going to really be able to have the most amazing things start to happen to you. You're going to reverse your aging. You're going to have a ketone body. You're going to have more neuroplasticity. You're going to have beautiful skin. They say that there are cells that can kill cancer, that are fired off when you're meditating. So meditation is a very, very powerful biohack of our consciousness. So when we have this happy brain and it's working so much better from us, we are so much more clearer. We can think of new creative ideas. It can heal depression, because what it does is it just hikes up our serotonin, which is the happy hormone. And these are like bliss chemicals, and it puts you into a state of bliss. So, you know, she did this beautiful talk on how violence begins first with the mind. You know, all the wars that are going on in this world, it's because of hatred, of people being violent in their mind and hating themselves and hating each other. And if we had a world that was meditating, you know, that was pulling up that serotonin, and it wasn't full of fear and anxiety and depression, you know, we would end war. Meditation could literally end war. They did this incredible, research experiment in a high school where they had the kids meditating every single day, for 10 minutes a day for a year. They had, 98 increase of their grades, and they had 45 decrease in any detention and behavioral problems. So, you know, I don't know why we don't have meditation in every single one of our schools. It's completely ridiculous when they're seeing these kinds of results, and they have a bunch of different mindfulness schools in California. So that's really awesome. Something else that JJ Virgin was sharing was all about things to replace, right? So if you love your corn tortillas, replace them with brown rice tortillas. If you love your soy sauce, replace it with coconut aminos. If you love your peanut butter, replace it with almond butter. If you love your bread, replace it with lettuce leaves. If you love your French fries, replace it with just baked sweet potato fries. And if you love your pasta, replace it with spaghetti squash. I absolutely love that. That was super interesting. And all of the doctors and all of the authors that were doing the food, biohacking food, they talked about salt as well. And we've been told that table salt is really bad. Well, it is, but Himalayan salt is really, really good for us, sea salt. So definitely, if you want to use salt, go right ahead, but use Himalayan sea salt. That can be much, much better for you. And you can enjoy your butter. You can have bacon as long as it's nitrate free. You can have meats. You can have desserts. So I highly recommend looking into, you know, Dave Asprey's Bulletproof lifestyle is my, you know, is the one that I'm following. But JJ Virgin, she also has the Virgin diet. Dr. Mark Hyman, I met him as well there. He has an incredible book about, I think it's like Fat is Good, or I can't remember the name of it, but Dr. Mark Hyman, he's wonderful. And then Emily Fletcher, check her out, Ziva Meditation. She's got a really simple meditation practice that you can do a course with her online that's amazing. So that is what I learned over the last 2 days and over the last 30 days. So I am so happy to share this all with you. And I hope that you take something away with it today. And also, don't forget to enjoy some of my free offerings as well. JenniferGrace.com/free stuff. And remember, my friends, this show is as real as it's going to get. Have a great day.